this bulletin. New South Wales likely to be in lockdown for another 4 weeks. Meanwhile, COVID-19 restrictions remain in place as Victorians emerge from their own lockdown. And in sport, American gymnast Simone Biles has pulled out of the team gymnastics final at the Olympics because of mental health concerns. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sofia Petrovic. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is set to extend the Greater Sydney lockdown by 4 weeks. The state recorded 172 new coronavirus infections in the past day, and the government is expected to offer a roadmap for future COVID-19 rules after July 30. Meanwhile, the stay-at-home orders for the regional towns of Orange, Cobourne Shire and Blaney Council no longer apply from today. Masks remain mandatory indoors and outdoors in Victoria as the state emerges from its fifth lockdown. Home visits are still banned, however, gatherings up to 10 are permitted outdoors. Students return to classrooms today. Hospitality venues, gyms and beauty salons can also open, but with density limits. Victorian officials offering migrants, international students and temporary visa holders financial support if they've faced hardship during the COVID-19 pandemic. The scheme began in June and is continuing until October to help temporary migrants in Victoria who need support to access funds for food and energy bills. Victorian Government Minister Luke Donnellan says applicants can request a translation service to help navigate the process if they need it.
The capacity to actually fund your own life at the moment is pretty difficult because a lot of these, say students for argument's sake, would be working in the hospitality industry, and obviously that's pretty challenged recently.
And the first person charged under Hong Kong's national security law has been found guilty of terrorism and inciting secession. Tong Ying Kit has been charged after driving a motorcycle into police officers last year while waving a pro-democracy slogan. Prosecutors say Ying Kit's sign, "Liberate Hong Kong, Revolution of Our Times," indicate his political agenda. Pro-democracy activists and human rights groups have criticised the decision to deny Tong bail and a jury trial. A Catholic cardinal has been put on criminal trial in the Vatican over allegations of fraud and embezzlement. 73-year-old Cardinal Angelo Becciu is one of 10 people charged in relation to the use of church funds for property investments. He is charged with spending $560 million of church money on a botched deal to buy a property in Chelsea, London, that incurred huge losses. He denies any wrongdoing. A major lawsuit against Australian mining giant BHP has been reopened in London's Court of Appeal. The $9.4 billion claim was put forward over a 2015 dam rupture, triggering Brazil's worst environmental disaster. A group of 200,000 Brazilian claimants have been pushing to reopen the English lawsuit since the lower courts struck out the case in November last year. The collapse of the Fundão Dam killed 19 people and released over 40 million cubic metres of mining waste into the Doce River. The European Union is working to improve its digital COVID-19 certificate system to allow residents to move freely among member states. EU residents can travel between countries as long as they have been vaccinated with one of four shots authorised by the European Medicines Agency or have a fresh negative test. Individual EU countries are free to apply their own rules for travellers from inside and outside the bloc. EU Commission spokesperson Aldebert Jans says the system is a work in progress as rules in each country vary widely.
We have a large number of these requests coming from many different countries. We're holding explanatory meetings with the countries on the requests, and this work progresses. It's technical work that needs to be completed before any such equivalence decision can be taken.
To Tokyo now, an American gymnast, Simone Biles, has pulled out of the team gymnastics final at the Olympics because of mental health concerns. 23-year-old Biles, who won 4 gold medals at Rio, withdrew after a disappointing first vault, saying later she felt burdened by the enormous expectations on her. The event was won by the Russian team, with the USA taking the silver medal. Biles is due to take the floor for the individual women's all-round final tomorrow, but has not yet confirmed if she will go ahead. And Australian swimmer Kyle Chalmers has defended his men's Olympic 100-metre freestyle title at the semifinals this morning. The 2016 Rio gold medalist qualified third fastest for the race. Chalmers will also contest the 4x200 freestyle final as a member of the Australian squad in the same session. And taking a look at today's weather in Perth, a shower or two, 18 degrees. 15 in Adelaide, showers. 16 degrees in Melbourne, windy with a shower or two. In Hobart, 15 degrees, also showers. Rainy in Canberra, 11 degrees. Sydney, partly cloudy and windy, 24. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 25. 28 degrees in Cairns today, partly cloudy. And 32 in Darwin, humid and mostly sunny. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petrovic.